Good morning, Pym Arts High School. Today's date is Thursday, May 20th, 2021. Tonight is Spark the Arts. Word of the day. Alex Stoner's word of the day is agathohecological, which is containing both good and evil. Agathohecological. Job opportunity for Pym students. An Eden Prairie restaurant is looking for a customer service-oriented counter helper. If you are interested, talk to Ms. Soskin. Final No Shame. Have you submitted your No Shame video yet? The last No Shame of the year will be on the PIM Digital Network on Friday, May 28th. All submissions are due next week, Tuesday, May 25th. The classroom code is SXBARBV. Prom tickets. A reminder that prom tickets will not be sold at the door this Saturday, so make sure to buy your tickets before 5 p.m. tomorrow if you plan to go. Finals schedule. The procedure for finals is different this quarter. We will keep the regular hybrid school day bell schedule. We will not alter the bell schedule for finals. Only the people taking their finals will be in the building. The last week of school is finals week. Monday, May 31st is Memorial Day. There is no school. Tuesday, June 1st, only seniors will be in the building. They will take their finals in all four classes that day. Wednesday, June 2nd, only Cohort A will be in the building. They will take their finals in all four classes that day. Thursday, June 3rd, only Cohort B will be in the building. They will take their finals in all four classes that day. Friday, June 4th is Teacher Marking Day and the start of summer break. Guess which teacher? Yesterday's photos were two teachers at PIM, and their names are Mr. Pete and Mr. Sima. Give yourself a high five if you guessed them both correctly. Flying Cloud Art Fair. Join us for our first annual Flying Cloud Art Fair, Thursday, May 27th. The art market is from 4 to 7 p.m., a music concert from 6 to 8 p.m. Activities include AP Gallery Show, vocal and instrumental music, art market with works for sale, concessions, interactive art activities, and more. If you want to sell your work, sign up on the visual, media, or hybrid Google Classroom pages. Tomorrow is the last day to sign up. PIM TSA. Hey, PIMsters. The PIM Transgender Student Alliance is open to all trans, non-binary, intersex, or genderqueer students and their allies. PIM TSA meets every Friday, 5th block. Hope to see you there. Random Recognition. Random Recognition celebrates the achievements and community efforts of you and your peers. Today, we recognize Izzy Lido for the incredible work she puts together for her AP drawing portfolio. You're an inspiration to your peers and teachers. Congratulations. Today's lunch. Taco in a bag, refried beans, shredded lettuce, cheddar cheese, diced tomatoes, Doritos, ultimate breakfast round, strawberry applesauce, and the alternate is a chicken and cheddar wrap. These have been your morning announcements. Have a great day, everybody.
And now it's time for PIM's Daily Mindfulness Minute.
Good morning, everyone. Well, let's admit it. Most of the time, our brains are in overdrive. We're thinking a lot all day long, and often we don't even know it. We are stressed, we're happy, we're content, and at those times, we're also thinking a lot of things, but we don't recognize it. And sometimes our minds can play kind of mean tricks on us. They lead us into these traps, like with polarized thinking, when we can only imagine that there's just a purely good or a purely bad outcome available. And often it's more mixed than that. Or when our minds filter out a lot of details and only notice what's negative, we can start to think that there's only negative things happening in or around us. Or we make these overgeneralizations, coming to a big conclusion about a single thing that's happening with a single piece of evidence. Well, in these moments, it can be useful to have a grounding technique to help us to reorient to here and now, bringing us back into the present. So I'm going to teach you this 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. And this is how you do it. So anytime you're stressed, you can practice this if you'd like. So the first thing we do is to, in our minds, describe five things that we can see. It could be the chair you're sitting on, the ground beneath you, Just five different things. And then we can name four things that we can feel. Might be your clothing, or your feet on the ground, or the temperature on your skin. And then name to yourself three things that you can hear. Noises are all around us, so just name three things that you can hear. And how about two things you can smell? And it might be just an ordinary smell that you might not even be able to really describe, but just two things that you can smell. And then finally, name one thing, one good thing about yourself. Could be an accomplishment, could be that you got up and made it to school today. But this is a way to counter some of those catastrophizing thoughts or filtering thoughts when we only notice the negative or only perceive a negative outcome. Just to remember one good thing about you.